Friday, I was invited to participate in a roundtable discussion with Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, past Chief Rabbi of London and current Professor of Judaic Thought at New York University. Rabbis and educators and local officials gathered together to address practical solutions for educating the next generation. Some of the questions included, what are the distinguishing elements of this current generation? What kinds of tools will enable our children to fulfill their highest potential? Rabbi Sacks, in his full stature, said simply, to defend a country, you need an army. But to defend a civilization, you need a proper education. Rabbi Sacks began his talk by referencing what we read this very Shabbat. B'nai Yisrael build a tabernacle. And when exactly do they build this tabernacle? Right after, immediately following the sin of the golden calf. And Rabbi Sacks says, surprisingly, for probably the first time in the entire course of our tradition, we don't witness a complaint. We don't hear of any rebellion. The people come with their gold and their silver and their copper. They bring the most beautiful of linens. They look for the finest of wood. And yet, once again, not one murmur, not one objection. We never see the people so united. And Rabbi Sacks surmises why. When the children of Israel were hungry in the wilderness, what happened? They prayed to God, and out came quail. Out came manna. The Israelites asked, and God gave. When they were thirsty, what happened? Immediately God responded, and their thirst was quenched. God gave. Always the children of Israel, passive recipients, adults for all intents and purposes that remain emotionally bound in a childlike state. But with the building of the tabernacle, for the first time, for the very first time, B'nai Yisrael is told, give. For the first time in the Torah, our people are told to give. Not receive, not take, not ask God, what is it that you can do for me today? But they are able to transition from what God can do for us to it is what we can give to God that allows for a change in their destiny. In their receiving, B'nai Yisrael grows smaller and smaller and smaller. But in their giving, they're able to see themselves as God's partners and find themselves uniting as a civilized community. Rabbi Sacks suggests that the key to unlocking the potential of a righteous person, and in this context, a righteous child, is teaching them that the means to change is giving someone an opportunity to give and then watching them grow. So how do we transition? How do we teach our children to move forward from a life of taking into a life of giving? Dr. Wendy Mogul, nationally acclaimed parent expert, explains, in order to effectively teach our children gratitude, we parents must be willing to start with ourselves. Even if we manage to have our children quiet for just a moment, they still won't learn how to be grateful unless they see us practicing gratitude. No one is born understanding the idea of gratitude. She says it's an acquired skill. Mogul actually uses the holiday of Hanukkah to explain the lesson. You see, we usually point to the miracle of Hanukkah as the oil lasting 8 days. But she suggests that the oil was always there. It was just that in the time of stress and in the time of their struggle and war, the Israelites were unable to see past themselves and recognize the blessing that was set right before them. Mogul wonders today if we have the exact problem. Are we shielding ourselves from the realization that we have all that we need, and restraining ourselves from the realization that we have more than enough to share with others? I think this is where we have the greatest chance of shaping a child's education. For better or worse, our children watch our every move. You might hear her in the back of the room, "My daughter is a parrot." She mimics our behavior, repeats our phrases, tries on my high heels, anything she can do to learn from us, but most of all, feel closer to our world. Whether we call ourselves parent, grandparent, aunt, uncle, cousin, beloved friend, or role model, our children formulate their thoughts and perceptions by evaluating the models that they see most often. We might assume that we are raising mensches through the instruction of important classes, interesting lectures, fine exhibits, but it's just not true. Our contemporary studies and our wealth of tradition shows us that displaying menschlichkeit is the greatest way that we can produce little mensches. Do you remember the Shel Silverstein story, The Giving Tree? To refresh your memory, once there was a tree, and she loved a little boy. And the tale goes on to describe the personified relationship between a child and his tree. Every day the child would visit the tree, eat her apples, slide down her trunk, and as the boy grew older, he took more and more, but the tree she was happy to give. At the end of the story, the boy, now an elderly man, he comes for one last visit. "I'm sorry, boy," said the tree, "but I have nothing left to give you. My apples are gone, my branches are bare. I wish I had something to give you, but I have nothing left. I'm just an old stump. I don't need very much right now," said the boy. "Just a quiet place to rest and sit." "Well," said the tree, "come, boy, sit down. Sit down and rest." And the boy did, and the tree was happy. The sweet story reminds us that our giving can be limitless, and so too can our happiness. Our children have the opportunity to learn that happiness comes in discovering the gifts that we can uniquely offer this world and then give them again. We can't begin to know the extent of our happiness until we explore the extent of our giving. It's Sisterhood Shabbat. And so I know that I'm preaching this lesson to the choir. Today we witness different generations and cultures of women standing upon this bima, using their voices in unison to pray together and to pray to God. Women continuing to give of their time and resources to ensure that future women stand upon this bima and as well feel comfortable and at home within the folds of our Jewish faith. What is a sisterhood? Strong, enthusiastic, courageous women that give of themselves every day in order to build a holy, sacred community. Rabbi Sacks' original question: how do we help our children grow to their fullest potential? The answer is right here. Start with us. Lift our eyes from the path that is clouded by the thoughts that we constantly need to receive that next thing. It's time to change. It's time to start speaking about what it is we can give and what it is we can give again. As you know, our children are watching. And if they are watching, they have every opportunity, starting right now, to grow. Shabbat Shalom.